You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
We have a developing story, and then we also have some breaking news that we got to get to. We've just learned that former Salt Lake City Mayor Ted Wilson has died. A statement from the family says he was surrounded by family and that he passed away at the age of 84 due to congestive heart failure and also complications from Parkinson's disease. Of course, our condolences to current Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson. That was her father. He served honorably for many years as the mayor of Salt Lake City, and we will continue our ongoing coverage of that development this morning. And now we're on to breaking news. Our breaking news is out of the Cedar City area. I want to make sure I get this right, Dave. We've got a lot of information coming at me all at once, but let's start with Southern Utah University. They are on alert right now. They had according to SUU, and Caitlin, just give me a yes in my ear. Make sure this is confirmed before I report it. Is this confirmed through SUU's website? This is on SUU's website. They have received a suspicious phone call regarding the possibility of an active shooter on the campus in Cedar City. So all SUU facilities are on lockdown. Police are on the scene and investigating. They're saying a suspect is not in custody. So they're advising right now, if you're on the campus of SUU, of course, sometimes our signal reaches down there, but certainly a lot of people on the Wasatch Front have family members who attend school down there. They're saying follow lockdown procedures, go to the nearest room and lock the doors. If you're not on campus, stay away from campus. So SUU now reporting that they've got a phone call regarding the possibility of an active shooter at Southern Utah University in Cedar City. The Iron County School District also saying all schools in the Cedar City area, every single school in the Cedar City area are on secure action due to a police incident occurring at SUU. Dave, I'm going to turn it over to you, see if I can find some more information right now on this secure action.
I'm on the SUU website right now, and the latest update came just 4 minutes ago. So at 9:36 a.m., where they talk about this suspicious phone call regarding the possibility of an active shooter on the SUU campus. Again, we have not been able to confirm whether or not this is actually happening or if this is just precautions being taken by the university.
Of course, Cedar City, a good 3.5 hours outside of Salt Lake City, but the school district there saying that Cedar High School, South Elementary, East Elementary are in a secure action due to a police incident in the area occurring outside of the building. So that goes back to, we think, could be related to the SUU situation that's going on. And they're saying, as a precaution, all doors are locked. No one can leave or enter the building. Classes will continue uninterrupted inside the building, and students may not be able to leave the school building for classes off campus, promising to communicate more information as it becomes available. I know police are very busy right now. I'm wondering if we've been on the police Twitter account or anything coming out of the Cedar City Police Department or maybe the Iron County Sheriff's Office down there. Caitlin, if you can continue to keep our searches going all online, all platforms, and figure out if we can get a little bit more information. You got more, Dave?
No, just a reminder, it was about this time last year when we had a similar suspicious phone call to several schools. I'm thinking specifically of the Spanish Fork High School, where a similar active shooter hoax call was made and police arrived. They did the same kind of lockdown. Again, I have no idea if this is a hoax or not, but it does remind me of what was happening about this time last year within just a couple weeks.
I want to make sure that you know we're tracking this developing story where we received an alert out of Southern Utah University down in the Cedar City area saying that they have a suspicious phone call happen regarding the possibility of an active shooter on campus in Cedar City. All SUU facilities are to be on lockdown The statement says police are on the scene and investigating a suspect not in custody. And if you're on campus, you know somebody who attends school there, they are to be following lockdown procedures, go to the nearest room and lock the doors. If they are not on campus, they are told to stay away. Also, the Iron County School District saying that all schools in Cedar City are on secure action. Just told you what that was about, where they have locked the doors and made sure the students cannot leave campus. Cedar City Police, just getting this word from our producer, Caitlin Johnston, saying that they are assisting with a potential threat at Southern Utah University. So we have a very rapidly developing situation right now. We don't know if this is a hoax. We don't know if it's an actual threat. We do know, according to SUU, that there's nobody in custody and that they are treating this with the utmost caution and taking all security measures to keep everybody safe. So we're going to step away for just a few minutes. But as we do, trust me, our team of reporters and producers in the newsroom, as well as Dave and myself here in studio, will continue to track down the latest developments. Dave, do you have anything that you want to add real quickly? You've been over there searching.
Yeah, I've been looking at social media posts to see if there's any update. And what I did come across was, again, about this time last year on April 9th, 2023, SEU students had a similar hours-long lockdown for an active shooter that also appeared to be an apparent fake phone call. That was reported from the St. George Spectrum.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.